Welcome back, everyone, to the Comics Annihilation Podcast. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. Today, we will be reviewing Disney's new Wish. Well, I guess better called Disney's Wish. A movie that I didn't really have that much hype for ever since they announced it. Kind of a culmination of all 100 years of Disney stuff, you know. And yeah, that's basically the best way to describe it. If you haven't already, a little plug, go ahead and head over to your Instagram and type in TCAP Show, TCAPSHOW, and go ahead and give me a follow. That is my official Instagram account. That is where I post some movie news and my short reviews. But if you get a little impatient and you want to go ahead and see my reviews straight out of the theater, go ahead and head over to Letterboxd and follow me at TCAP Show, same as the Instagram. I post my instant reactions and reviews on there straight out of the theater. But yeah, we're in for a busy week. Aside from my full-time 40 hours at my other job, I've been pretty busy with making these graphics, making these show notes, stuff like that. We got a lot of episodes heading your guys' way. Including today's Wish review, later on in the week, Dream Scenario review, excited about that one, and then Silent Night for this week, and then next week, it's looking pretty good as well, as I'm going to be reviewing The Boy and the Heron, top three movie of the year for me, and Wonka, a movie that I'm going to watch on Sunday, and I'm kind of excited for that one. I don't know how to feel about it, but I like Timothée Chalamet, so I have a little bit of hope for that movie. But this episode is not about Wonka. This is about Wish. And, well, let's get straight to it. But before we do, just a disclaimer, we are going to go into full spoilers. So if you haven't watched Disney's Wish, click off, go watch it, and come back. But if you don't care, you have been warned. And there's a little something I want to implement to these reviews, and it's a little three-parter about what the story is about, and we'll do it by acts. And if you know about movies, there's three acts in a movie, so we'll go over those. They're going to be very brief, so bear with me. I'm not going to describe the whole movie, but just to give you an idea of what this movie's about. So in Act 1, we get introduced to a new Disney character, Asha, voiced by Ariana DeBose, and she does a great job in this, by the way. But she is a simple gal in a town who is trying to make her grandpa's wish come true. And when she finds out that the king who made the whole city, he holds all these wishes in his castle, it turns out he is not so good after all. He's actually gatekeeping all the wishes, believe it or not. And then she gets upset because she wanted her grandpa's dream to come true. But the King Magnifico, said that not all wishes are meant to come true and some are very dangerous. And, well, this triggers Asha, causing her to sing to the sky. And, well, that moves on to Act 2, where a shooting star comes out of the sky and is messing with Asha by giving powers to all these animals, right? And she gives talking powers to her pet goat. I'm going to be honest, I don't really remember the goat's name, but he starts talking in the movie. And then at the end of the second act, she creates this plan that she wants to release all these wishes to the whole village because these are dreams and wishes that are being kept from the whole entire town, and they don't even know it. So she wants to do right, and she wants to release all of them. But in order to do that, she needs some help from her friends. And, well, that is the act, or that is the end of Act 2. Then we head to Act 3, the final act of the movie, where King Magnifico, out of nowhere, turns evil and creates an evil staff. Fucking stupid, in my opinion. But, yeah, he starts, he creates a diversion that actually lures Asha in, and then he traps her with the staff, and then by the singing magic of the whole village, they're able to defeat King Magnifico. Who would have thought singing to this motherfucker would make him die? Or not die, but it entraps him into the staff that he made. And then, well, Asha goes on and releases everyone's wish, and everyone is happy. End of the movie. Sounds pretty simple, right? Yeah, that's right. Let's head into the pros of this movie. Because there's not too many of them. Asha is a great character. So, one thing that Disney kind of always gets right is making you fall in love with the main protagonist, whether it's a dude or a woman or an in-between. Asha is just this, like, very honest, very passionate, and overly nice person, which it does get mentioned in the film. And she's just a character that all kids are going to love, all kids are going to look up to. She's just, like, you're rooting for her, you know. I wish they dove a little bit into her background. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But overall, I do think they gave us a great character in Asha. And, well, it was really the only character I was rooting for in the movie, if I'm being honest with you. Another pro I have for the movie is the voice acting. So, like I previously mentioned, Ariana DeBose is the one that's voicing Asha. Chris Pine is the one who's voicing King Magnifico. Weird-ass name. Although the character might not be as strong, I really do like Chris Pine's performance, and I don't think I've ever heard him voice act in anything before, but he did a good job here, and he brought some, I guess you'd say, charm to the King Magnifico character, and a little bit of an evil twist, you could say, to him. And aside from those two, there's not really any notable performances aside from them. I guess the goat, I think, I forgot who voices the goat. He has some one-liners. I'm not going to lie, I didn't really like them too much because they are a bit cringy, most of them involving the word butt. But I do think kids are going to get a good kick out of that. It just, the humor is not for me. But then again, it's a Disney movie. Although, I will say, Disney does such a good job of making movies that just everyone can enjoy. Like, look at Up. Look at Toy Story. Not only do kids like those movies, adults can connect with them. They're just brilliantly made to where everyone can like them. And, this one, I don't know if many adults are really going to like. But regardless, the next pro that I have for this movie is the animation. Now, straight off of the trailers, you know that this movie was going to be beautiful. It has, like, kind of a mix of the Mutant Mayhem, the Teenage Mutant Turtles movie that came out this year, and a little bit of Spider-Verse animation, you know. It's not fair to compare them, because this one, it's its own animation, but you could tell it does take some inspiration from it. And I believe they spent, like, $100 million to make this movie, so I do say that the animation was worth it. Really good. I'm hoping they do more movies kind of like this, you know. I really like the format and how they do it. Like, it's a mix of claymation but with, like, animation. It's really good, and I thought it was, whoever's working at Disney, they truly worked their ass off to make this concept come true. But aside from that, that is all the pros that I have for the movie. And yeah, relatively short, not too many. But let's head to the cons. Stuff I did not like about Wish. Very generic story. Now, one of the things that you can applaud Disney for, with all of their amazing and historic movies like The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Snow White, all those iconic films, is that they just have such a great story and creativity. But this one just lacks any sort of creativity and doesn't even take any risks at all. You start off with a lovable character. She wants something badly. She thinks that someone is her idol, and she finds out that her idol is not all that seems. And then, well, it's a very generic story, and they didn't do enough here to really kind of they didn't do anything to blow me away, really. Like, it was very predictable. I was kind of getting bored, like, halfway through the movie. And I don't know where they just mix some random-ass song. But for the story overall, it did not do anything for me. It was just so cliche. She comes out winning on top. There's, like, you don't really feel any sort of consequence or anything along that. But it really was not that good of a story. And it's really rare to see that Disney misses on a animated story, because they're always just so brilliant. Like, Beauty and the Beast got nominated for Best Motion Picture, which is, I think, one of the only films that ever do that that was animated. But yeah, the story just did not do it for me. Maybe the kids will appreciate it, but for me, yeah, it didn't work. Another con that had with the movie was decent, but not great songs. Again, Disney has made not only some of the most iconic films, but some of the most iconic, or not iconic films, I meant to say. They've made some of the most iconic songs to go with those movies. Me, myself, I'm not really a Disney fanatic, but you could go to The Little Mermaid with Under the Sea. I'm not sure what the other songs are, but I know that Disney does excel in making these iconic songs and songs that people will always think about forever. And they've kind of kept that trend, you know, with like Tangled and stuff like that, you know. But this one, while the songs were, I don't want to say good, because some of them weren't really that good. A good word for it is decent. They were decent songs. And they, like I said, they kind of came out of nowhere, you know, during a serious moment. They just start fucking singing. It's like, what the fuck, bro? But overall, I do like the main song. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's the one that Asha sings, I think, twice in this movie. Everything else, although Chris Pine was great, I didn't really like his song that much. It just felt like another generic Disney song, you know. But yeah, not very special songs. And that is something that Disney just always excels at, and was one of the things that I figured they would get right in this movie. And I was just really underwhelmed with what the product was, if I'm being honest with you. But the next con that I have with the movie was the characters don't get fleshed out. And this is something that really disappointed me, because although Asha is a really, or I wouldn't say really good, but she's a good character, right? Like, you're rooting for her in the movie, but you don't know much about her. She does like briefly describe something about her and her father, some sort of connection, but you never really dive into any of that. You don't get any flashbacks, any context, how she grew up, anything like that. You're kind of just, all this stuff is briefly mentioned. You're like, oh, there's this character that you're supposed to like. It's like, well, make me like them. They just didn't do a very good job at that. And not only just Asha, but also King Magnifico. I'd say he has more backstory than Asha does in this movie. He's this, I guess you could say, sorcerer that traveled all throughout the world to learn this magic, right? And you never get any flashbacks. You never get that much story about it. It's kind of just briefly mentioned in the beginning. And there's this part in the movie where King Magnifico brings up a tragic event in his childhood where his parents died, and it never gets referenced again. It's like, what the fuck? What was that for, bruh? Like, literally, you bring this up and you don't even dive into it. You don't even give us, like, the reasoning why that happened. All he says is, the reason humanity, I need to protect him because what happened with my parents? Some stupid shit like that, you know? And we're just supposed to assume that it was something really gruesome and like that. And it's just, it was very, I wish they dove into the characters more, because they could have been really likable characters, but they just don't really excel at fleshing them out and making you fall in love with them. Asha just barely, because of her character, but even that, it was kind of hard at times because you didn't really know what you're getting in her. But overall, I do think they could have done a better job in fleshing out all the characters. Even the fucking goat, like, bro, just pops out of nowhere. But yeah, I did not really like that. And one of my gripes that I got throughout in the middle of the movie when this happened, and it kind of pissed me off, was King Magnifico, for the whole movie up to this point, he's a good guy, right? And then he sees his people slowly turn on him, and he's just like, okay. Completely normal guy. And then he goes into this song about how no one thanks him for anything that he has done for the village. And then out of nowhere during the song, he just in an instant, in 1 second, turns evil. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you figured something, like, you know, there'd be a dramatic moment that just pushed him over the edge, you know, like, fuck, I need to do this. I need to create an evil staff. I need to control these people. You figured it'd be something crazy, like maybe his wife just like passing away or something like that. Nope. This dude just instantly turns during the song. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that was so out of nowhere. Like, what caused him to turn evil that instantly? And he got it from this ancient evil book, right? And he's supposed to be guarding it. He was guarding it for years. And then out of nowhere, just, oh, let me pop that open and just fucking turn evil out of nowhere. That was something that just didn't sit right with me. And I was like, oh, boy, this movie is not that good. But those are the cons that I have for Disney's Wish. I think this is one of the cases, although I did state three pros and three cons. This is one of those examples where the cons just heavily outweigh the pros and it makes for a bad movie. But let's get to the next category, rating and recommendation. So if you followed me on my Letterboxd, you know what I gave this movie. I gave Disney's Wish a 2 out of 5. And you already know how this rating works. A 2.5 or above means I liked it. A 2 or lower means I did not like it. And well, I did not like Wish. It had some good things going its way, but overall, it just suffers from a very generic story with not very likable characters. Oh, and I gotta mention another thing. Her fucking friends, Asha's friends, the main character, she has like, what, 7 friends? And they're literally all just knockoffs of the dwarfs from Snow White. It's like, bro, you couldn't even be creative with the friends. Utter disappointment. Utter disappointment, man. But yeah, a very generic story that just suffered from any sort of creativity and did not even try to take any risks at all. A very safe movie, you could say, kind of like a Super Mario Bros. Movie. But I'm probably not going to watch this one ever again. But 2 out of 5 for Disney's Wish. And my recommendation, I would pass on this movie. Unless you have like a little kid that is really hyped for Disney's Wish, I guess you could take him to go watch it. But just don't expect anything good coming out of this because it just isn't. And I guess you could say a rare Disney flop. But that does it for Disney's Wish. Not a very good movie, but next episode, Dream Scenario, will be a fun one. Definitely a fun one. But that does it for today's episode. Let me know what you guys thought about this movie. Have you watched it? Are you going to watch it? Are you going to skip on it? If you have watched it, hit me up on my Instagram at TCapShow. You already know I will respond to you. But that will do it for today. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.